Second phase of the revolution.
Of the revolution. Of the revolution.
Leap in production. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Steel and steel products, copper and copper concentrates, cement and clinker, lead and zinc, building decoration stones, tile and ceramics are the minerals that Iran exports to neighboring countries, China and the countries of Southeast Asia. Iran's Mines and Mineral Industries Development and Renovation Organization, IMIDRO, in cooperation with the private sector, have planned to launch new development projects worth $2.3 billion in the current Iranian year. These projects will create 8,300 jobs directly and 64,000 jobs indirectly. Thus, over 70,000 jobs will be created in this area. IMIDRO has been formed with the aim of meeting the domestic needs to mineral products in a bid to optimize the country's economic system in the mineral sector and affiliated industries, and also supervise the usage of mineral reserves and their proper exploitation. Accordingly, implementation of projects for construction, development, equipment, and renovation of industries related to production, excavation and processing of minerals, and implementation of exploration works are among the long-term goals of this organization. Mineral activities and industries enjoy competitive privileges in underdeveloped regions. Some of these privileges include potentials for the growth of investment in chain units of mine sector and mineral industries with modern technologies and development of mineral activities and mineral industries abroad with the aim of integration of value chain in production sector. These form part of strategic activities to bolster mines and mineral industries. In view of this, like the past year, IMIDRO is implementing the project of revival of stagnant mines of private sector with a broader plan, which is an important step toward providing feed of production units and leap in production of mines and mineral industries. Last year, 146 mines were revived, part of which has entered the production sphere. It is estimated that with complete activation of these mines, 3,000 jobs will be created annually in this sector, and a notable part of the feed of processing factories will be secured from these mines. This year is also the year of yielding fruit of steel manufacturing of steel industries. Last year, Mubarake Steel Company and National Copper Industries Company managed to materialize the investment growth, and Golgohar Company of Sirjan has also stepped in the same route. But due to the problems caused by coronavirus outbreak, investment growth has been postponed in Golgohar. After these three companies, another huge company is in the route, namely Chador Malu in Yazd province. To this, we should add the project for production of 10 million tons of steel at the special Persian Gulf zone per year. Part of this project has been implemented, but the other part is going to be finalized with the participation of regional companies. Moreover, another project is underway in the southernmost region of the country, that is Chabahar. Once accomplished, this project will turn Macron coastlines into the hope of producing 10 million tons of steel per year. The mines and minerals have seen a two-digit growth in exports in the past year. Gigantic complex of Sangan, as the capital of Iran's iron ore, will host new factories for production of iron concentrate and iron ore. Sangan Mineral Company is going to produce 17.5 million tons of iron concentrate and 15 million tons of iron ore. Presently, Iran is one of the greatest producers of gas-based sponge iron and among the 10 producers of steel in the world. This comes while Iran has been put several times under the most brutal sanctions by the U.S. The upsurge in production, exports, explorations, and implementation of development projects promise a great leap in production in the mineral field of economy. As the mines and mineral industries are based on exploration, 400,000 kilometers have been added to the area of the related activities during the past 1.5 years. This has been unprecedented in Iran. These explorations have yielded in identification of 760 promising areas. Exploration of new mines in the country will definitely play a key role in leap in production. In spite of global sanctions orchestrated and spearheaded by the U.S., production and trade has been on the rise during the past 2 years of 1397 and 1398. However, according to the report of the Parliament's Special Commission for Support of National Production and Supervision of Implementation of Article 44 of the Constitution, the industry sector has not gained the position that it should. This comes while there are high capacities and potentials in the sector due to the high technical know-how and big number of graduates in production engineering. These potentials should be applied for boosting of production and leap in production.